Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and we've got some bonus one-on-one content for you. It is that time of year again, college football season right around the corner. And once again, we will be checking in with the local teams to get a feel for their hopes for the 2022 campaign. Up first, the Division III Widener Pride. Widener calls the Middle Atlantic Conference home, and the Pride are coming off a 7-4 2021 season that ended with a loss to Susquehanna as part of the Centennial Mac Bowl Series. Widener's head coach is Mike Baranak, and he's getting ready for his fourth season at the helm of the program. So I guess first thing, I know you guys are waist deep in workouts here. How has camp gone to this point? Pleased with the progress?
Yeah, it's been really great to get the guys back, just see everybody again. We've been working really hard. We've been lucky. We've had some really good weather locally, so it hasn't been too hot. But we're hoping that we get a couple hot days. We open up at 1 o'clock. We know it'll be hot on September 3rd. We're heading down to Virginia early on in the season. And, you know, we got a tough slate, in our first four up until the bye week. So I'm hoping for, as a coach, hoping for a little bit of adversity and some heat these next couple of days here as we wind down closer towards school. But overall, it's been good. And it's just been nice to be back.
You guys had a really good season last year, 7 wins, played in that bowl game with the Centennial. What were you looking kind of to build off of coming off of that season? Where did you want to take the next steps?
Yeah, we're just looking to consistently, get better and improve. We try and have the mindset of playing a faceless opponent and just working on us and how we can improve and getting 1% better every day, all those coaching cliche type of things. We just really want to focus on ourselves, making sure we're executing the best we can. We're playing physical. We're playing fast, playing as a team. And I think if we do those things, we give ourselves an opportunity to be competitive and go out there and hopefully win a lot of football games. But each year is a new year. So, the second we started the offseason program, it was nice to get to a bowl game, but we didn't win that bowl game. So there's a little bit of a sour taste in our mouth. And our ultimate goal, where we want to take this program is not playing in bowl games. We want to play for conference championships. So each year it's a new slate. You wipe it clean and you got to start the process and the journey back over. And our guys have been working really hard and that's kind of where we're at. So our focus is always going to be on ourselves.
Right now, and I know there's still a lot of practice, but where do you see the strengths right now in this group?
I think overall our team is pretty close. We have a lot of guys that have some good playing experience, but they're relatively young. The COVID year is going to allow us to bring a lot of these guys that you'll see playing this year back for another season, two, or even three. And they've been on the field for us, in the 2021 season. So I think the strength of our team right now, it's hard to tell. We have a lot of good groups out there that are working hard. Our linebackers, 4 or 5 of those guys all have game experience. Guys on our offensive line, there's about 5 or 6 of those guys that have played in varsity football games. So I think those two areas are probably a little bit more veteran, just from an experience standpoint, not an age standpoint, which is nice and bodes well for the future and this season. So I think right there, they've been having solid camps from the linebacker position. and our offensive line's really been working hard and playing well.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, and have you started to get an answer?
I think our biggest question is always going to be, who's going to take over at the quarterback position this year. So we have a couple guys battling it out right now, guys that have game experience, other guys that are coming on and playing really well. And for me, the biggest question is just always going to be, each year's new and who are we? How well do we gel? How determined are these guys to want to win and want to prepare to win? And what type of chemistry can we build as a football team? We're going to win as a team. It's not necessarily an individual position group, but, can we get the collective buy-in and the leadership, to go out there and play well? So we got competition going on at every position. Defensive backfield, we graduated a couple guys. So there's some battles going on there. There's always battles up front. And every day is a new day of practice, and we'll come in and evaluate. And by September 3rd, we'll have our lineup ready, and hopefully we can play really well.
Quarterback, could it be a couple of guys, or do you want one guy to emerge and be the guy?
Oh, yeah, I think it's always nice if you have one guy that can handle that and lead the team. But right now we got about, three or four guys in camp who are all playing well. They're all going to get reps. The rest of training camp and into our scrimmage. And it's just going to come down to who moves the chains, who can be productive, protect the football, and be a great leader from an offensive standpoint. Whoever performs the best will get the nod that night, and we'll continue to evaluate just like every other position week to week.
Any group surprise you? Any group make maybe a little more progress from last year to this year than you thought, a little ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I think our offensive lines, they're young from an age standpoint, an academic standpoint, full sophomores. But they all have experience, like I had mentioned, and I think they're really having a good training camp. Just a good group of guys you really want to be around. They're always together. They're a close-knit, tight group, and they really take pride in their work every day, and they're doing a really good job. So I'm very pleased with how they've been handling training camp so far. They all came in shape, and we all know sometimes for the bigger guys that can be a challenge, and it gets hot out there and it's a physical position, but they've been answering the bell every day at practice and playing pretty well.
You mentioned the schedule. You got that trip to Virginia. I think that's week two. You start with Rowan. That's become a really, really nice rivalry that you guys have been able to start the season with. And just, having an opponent like that in a non-conference game to start, you're going to get a real good idea where you are right out of the gate, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, Rowan's a phenomenal football program. Coach, of course, he does a great job, and he's done a great job for a long time there. They're well coached. They have excellent athletes. They play extremely hard. There's a lot of pride and tradition in that program and an expectation to be great at Rowan. So, I think it's an awesome opening day for us. It's a challenge. We have to play our best football to be able to compete against a team like that. And I think it sets us up for the rest of the season and it gives us a nice barometer of who we're going to be. And we look forward to it and we're just putting in the work every day and hoping we can go out there and put on a great performance.
How long does it take you to really get a feel for what you have? I mean, obviously you recruit the kids and on paper, but through a camp situation and a season, how long do you really feel it takes you to go, okay, this is what I think our ceiling is. If things really go well, we could push it to X. Like how long till you really kind of get your arms around the group?
I mean, I think you try and predict some type of stuff, like you said, cause guys through recruiting or what they've did in the past. But at the same time, like we tell the players to wipe the slate clean, we have to do the same. And I don't really think until we start trading paint with somebody else in a different color, like this Saturday against Keene in our scrimmage, that we'll really know what we're about until those bullets start flying. So I'm hoping we're a physical team and a fast team and we're practicing like it right now. But until it's live action, you never really know. So you just try and stay optimistic and make sure you're coaching them up every day. But I think after you get out there and you have some scrimmage situations, the pads have been on now for a couple of days and you start seeing some guys separate themselves. I think they'll separate themselves a little bit more, you know, when you go out there and you start mixing it up against another opponent. And, you know, and that's kind of where we're at. So we're really looking forward to this weekend. We got another one this afternoon, a practice this afternoon, and then, you know, the scrimmage this weekend. So I think after that, we'll start having to, you know, guys will start rising, falling, and the deck will start, you know, getting shuffled out.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One-on-One and our look at Widener. Want to thank Coach Baranek for taking the time to chat. Mention that season opener against Rowan during our discussion. That game is set for September 3rd. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and it's in Chester. You can follow One-on-One on Twitter at One-on-One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.